countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Across Ireland, planting of the main crop potatoes is now well underway. And in Ethiopia, Concern Worldwide is encouraging farmers to plant potatoes on their small holdings. Eileen Morrow is from Dublin and works with Concern Worldwide in Ethiopia. She's in Addis Ababa with a good news story, a great news story about how the potato has transformed farming in Ethiopia, particularly in a part of the northern Ethiopian highlands called South Wallo. We spoke by Skype and I began by asking Eileen to describe South Wallo, which is some distance from the capital, Addis Ababa.
It's a flight up there. It's about 8 hours away from Addis Ababa by road. It's very much like coming into Galway. In Addis, you're about 2,000 metres up, and you travel steadily upwards to South Wallo, which is very green, and it's between about 2,500 and 3,000 metres. So you're really gasping for breath up there as a first-time visitor. It reminded me really of parts of Connemara. I actually had my jacket and hat on the whole time. There was frost on the ground in places. So it's very different from what you would traditionally, you know, picture as Africa in your mind.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is a part of the world where farmers eke out a living on very small holdings and are really dependent on the seasonal rains.
Absolutely. So the average family would have about a quarter of a hectare of land, so around 200 metres squared. Not a lot to be feeding a family on. So you're really trying to ensure that people are getting the maximum value and productivity from their land, because the average family size is six. And Wallo has traditionally been one of the poorest and most drought-affected parts of the country. And there's been serious food crisis there over the past years. So Concern's work with the potato has actually really broken the cycle of dependence on emergency relief. It's been a really good news story for the potato, which is traditionally understood to be a sort of high-risk crop from our own experience in Ireland. And yet in Ethiopia, we have a situation where we are no longer having to do emergency response in these areas, in these four counties. And the whole ranking of these counties in terms of emergency response has been reduced by the government from a top priority to the lowest of the priorities, because people are able to feed themselves with potatoes.
Let me dwell about the potato for a moment and the introduction of potatoes to the farmers in South Wallo. Tell me the story how this idea came about and how the crop was finally introduced.
This is a traditional area where people only grew barley, and that was what they depended on. And back in 2007, the team up there were looking at how do we stop this continuous need for emergency response. There has to be better options. So we got in a consultant who was very specialised at looking at crops for highland areas, and they recommended the potato. And so we went to the Holetta Research Station, which is just outside of Addis Ababa, and we got some potato crop. Now, it was a really hard sell at the start. You know, people were very used to barley, and that's all they wanted to eat. But the team managed to convince 16 young people to actually give it a go. And they had a tiny bit of land, and they planted this seed. And the output, the productivity was phenomenal. So what we did then was we organized these big farmer field days where we brought in farmers from all over the areas to show them what had happened. And the youth basically explained themselves, listen, I actually have a huge harvest. I have enough to feed myself. And so it really, really took off. And so we started with 16 households, and now we have 12,000 households planting and growing potatoes. It's just incredible. So it was a hard sell at the start, but because it worked, it's just been getting better and better, because we do have this new variety called the Valletta potato that was produced here locally that's extremely productive, and it's drought resistant and it's blight resistant. The Valletta is about 500% more productive than the traditional local potato here. So the average household would get between 3 to 6 metric tons on their plot. And a hectare of these potatoes can go for about 2,000 euros, whilst barley can only go for about 200 euros. Mm. So it's had enormous impact on people's ability to save, to send their kids through school.
Tell me about Ansha.
So I met this lady called Ansha Hussein, who's a mother of six. And she described herself when I met her that she used to be one of the poorest of the poor. And she said she'd very little land, she'd no livestock, and that without concerns intervention, she said her life would have been miserable. Her husband would regularly go to look for work outside of the area. And she said there'd be very, very little money and her kids could not go to school. So Concern actually gave her 25 kilos of improved potato seedlings and she planted them. And she, on her own bat, invested that money extremely carefully. And she now owns multiple livestock. She's built them a shed. She has built a new house for her family. She's saved over 150 euros. She has new clothes. Her children have uniforms and school supplies as a result of just 25 kgs of potatoes. She's really turned her life around with just such a small investment.
So a total transformation for some people. And as you know, Eileen, with our history here, we had the Great Irish Famine in the 1840s. Is blight a risk for the new potato farmers of Ethiopia?
You know, absolutely. But here we are using a type of potato called the Balete, which is blight resistant. Again, it's not foolproof, but we haven't had any issues so far. We do get the seed labs in the local agricultural centre to come and check the potato at its three stages. So during vegetation, during flowering and during harvest to make sure that there's no issues, because obviously we would be very concerned from our own experience in Ireland about blight and that if it does appear, I mean, it would be crippling. So we monitor this very, very closely with government.
I remember in 1984, the BBC correspondent Michael Burke filed a report from the northern Ethiopian highlands, which told the story of an unfolding famine. He described of biblical proportions. Anyone old enough, of course, will remember those reports, will find it hard to forget those images. I can still remember them vividly. But things have changed, haven't they?
They really have. So this was one of the areas that was most badly affected. Those are the pictures from there. And recently there's been the launch of the humanitarian response plan in Ethiopia. And around 8.8 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance in this country of 100 million people. So this is huge still. But what we've done in Wallo is a real success, and it shows that the investment from the Irish government and from the Irish public to stop crises really works. So we will be phasing out of Wallo over the coming 2-3 years because people are resilient now. So they've even told me, listen, Concern can go. We have enough savings. We have enough livestock. We're doing well. Our kids are in school. There's other needs out there. So this is extremely positive. So we are looking at wrapping up and we are looking at focusing on other parts of the country, such as Somalia and Gambela, where unfortunately the indicators are nowhere near as positive and they will need, you know, sustained investment over the coming 10, 15 years to really break the cycles there.
So, and in terms of a time span or time spectrum, how long will it be before Concern are out of South Wallo completely?
So we're looking at the end of 2021, because our mission in Ethiopia and everywhere else is to make sure that people in extreme poverty have lasting improvements in their lives without ongoing support from Concern. You know, we want to promote dignity, resilience, hope, self-reliance, and we don't want to be there forever. So I'm really happy to say that Concern's work with the potato in Wallo has actually really broken that cycle of poverty.
And that was Eileen Murrow from Concern Worldwide with a very hopeful, positive story explaining how the humble spud is changing lives for the farmers of South Wallo in the northern Ethiopian highlands for the better. So well done to all.